Now, why are we not doing microsatellite instability testing on all our tumours? Indeed, why are we not doing activating mutations in RAS and BRAF and so on? And the answer is because it's too expensive and too slow. Nobody can be bothered to send the samples and wait. So I'd like to, the new thing I want to introduce to you before I give you the results of the CAP study is a company that I'm involved with called Quantum DX, which we've set up and has been very successful over the last couple of years. We've pulled in $8 million in grants, including $1.5 million 2 weeks ago to develop a qCancer, which will do the tests I've just been referring to, particularly RAS and BRAF testing. The idea is very simple, first invented by a chemist in Harvard. If you stick biological molecules to very thin silicon nanowires, when their chemical reaction occurs, it converts into an electrical reaction in the wire, so it acts as a field effect transistor. And with our colleagues in Sheffield Chemistry Department, we're developing these very heavily charged nucleotides, which basically attach to their matching segment, and the wire detects it. So we're converting DNA code straight into computer code without any flashing lights or middlemen. And that generated this headline in our local newspaper. It would have gone into the Nationals, but having been told to release it, David Cameron forgot or was distracted and didn't announce it in the Commons, so we had to pull the press release after having already released it into our local media. But essentially the idea is that we can start doing tests on tumours literally while you wait. Now, cartoons are cheap, so here's a few bits of evidence. In the top left-hand corner is our DNA extraction